I come in clutch.
Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of Floor 20 here. It's been a hot little minute here, but we're back in it. We've got the boy back on the show as well to start us off again here for 2024. Sean Singh Pah, how you doing, brother?
Once again, brother, what an absolute pleasure.
Being back in this
podcast. Yeah. You
know, it's been a while.
That's what we were saying last time as well. Fuck, it's been a while. Same thing happening again.
It's going to be a common theme. We're going to be talking about that. Be more intentional with it. But anyway, I'm fucking excited. I'm excited for this one. Let's go.
I mean, let's get it. So, yeah. So, Sean's going to be a common theme basically throughout this 2024, which is maybe lucky, unlucky for you. Let's see how that goes. But, yeah.
He's
so
down.
He's going to fucking flail down. Yeah, so Sean's going to be on probably, I don't know, every third or fourth podcast. We'll get some other guests on, see how we go. I'm trying to get this micro so I can look at you while I'm talking at you, bruh.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, this is it here. We've started off. We've got the Green Bay versus Dallas NFL playoff game on in the background. It's kind of cool just like watching a game. Doing a little potty.
Yeah.
Just going along with it. But yeah, here we are. So, first things first, brother. How you been, mate? What's going on with you? Tell me about you.
Me?
Yeah. You, brother.
Been adjusting since the last time I spoke to you. I was on the podcast in terms of the winter life in Canada.
Yeah.
Obviously, last time was it summer? It was smack bang in summer just before?
Yeah, probably would have been summertime. Something hot as fuck. Yeah.
So, yeah, when I was on that podcast, everything was just insanely on a high. Like, I was just loving life. It was basically like life was a holiday.
Our summer was berserk.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane, right? So, I guess the biggest change from me now from back then is just adjusting to winter life and, seeing where that comes with it, yeah.
Well, we had a polar vortex
for
everyone who didn't know here. And I think all of Canada got it. I don't know, but like definitely in Vancouver.
It was negative 14.
A couple of days ago,
it was negative 14. Shit. I've never, ever lived in that before.
So negative 14, yeah. So basically, Sean and I have just been in the coldest, just had the coldest day of our lives. And that was like, what, 2 days ago or something?
Yeah, and mind you, it was 29 degrees in Hamilton.
That's exactly right. And it's tough. With the wind chill, I think they said it was like minus 21 or minus 22 here.
Yeah.
So like, we felt that. Yeah. And then like, basically flipped the script. 50 degrees hotter is Hamilton.
Yeah.
Bro, 50.
Fucked. That's fucked.
That's just berserk.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Celsius, by the way, for all our American viewers and listeners. I know we got a few of you still struggling along there. But yeah, no, that happened. And my moustache, not to harp on this point for too long, but like my moustache, like, oh, but by the way, both got moustaches now. Like that's
we've been mistaken for twins about two or three times as well.
Yeah.
I think we know nothing alike.
I think I'm way hotter than you. So like, I don't understand what's going on there. we've been mistaken for twins a couple of times. I think it's the moustaches. I think it's the devilishly good looks. I think it's the olive gold skin. let's keep it moving. I was gonna say my mustache got little icicles in it when I was walking to work on like my 20-minute walk to work.
Yeah.
And like I was just gonna say that, but that's not really much of a story, is it? let's keep going. I've got a little show and tell for you and for everyone. Oh, by the way, I'm drinking Prime, so Logan Paul KSI. I know you're listening, boys. Shout out, it's fucking good.
Fucking idiot.
I don't know why that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. The opposite?
Well, there's nothing left, G. Oh. Oh, it's at the bottom. If you that's all backwash if you drink that. Oh, that's disgusting. All right. So, new thing that I'm going to do is show and tell every episode. So I don't know why I got the giggles right now, but what I've brought is the singing bowl for everyone. If you haven't heard of a singing bowl, it makes a really, really nice sound, in my opinion. Helps with meditation, and I don't really know how to explain the benefits. You might have to look that up, but it sounds cool.
Who the fuck does that? Who brings it on show and tell? Doesn't know the benefits of it.
It helps
on dates to make himself look cool.
Okay, it helps with meditation because of the vibration of the sound. There you go.
I
knew it.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm gonna just gonna do it real quick. I messed this up a lot. I'm not too good, but let me just try and do it. That was all right. That
actually sounds quite nice.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it actually helps you get into like a relaxed state and meditate.
Vibrations, the molecules, the nucleus. What
else?
Cells.
Keep going. What else you got?
See the supply tasm.
Supply chain.
Yeah.
Sweet. BMS. Okay, that's the singing bowl. So, I've dipped into meditation before. I don't know if you have you ever meditated in your life?
No, did some like breathing work and stuff like that with our uncle.
Breath work,
and
yeah.
Just,
there we go.
Yeah, little things like that, but I haven't delved into it too deep.
Yeah. Well, we can. I want you to try it out, and then that can be like a topic for a later date. But
yeah.
Essentially, these type of sounds help with meditation, get you in a relaxed state, get you in a better place to be able to just like shut your brain off and just
done a Reiki session.
Oh yeah, honestly, this is an interesting topic. Talk to me about Reiki.
It was all about meditation, right, and clearing the chakras and all that. I didn't really have too much of an idea of what I was going into. This was last year we did it, but I'm always up for trying new things, and that was jeepers, that was an amazing experience. We both had very good experiences with it, right?
So, yeah. I've been on. Have you been two or one?
I've been one.
One session. Yeah, I've done two sessions: one in New Zealand, one in Canada.
Yeah.
I've talked to other people about Reiki, just meeting people on the not on the street, but like just mates and like even dates and stuff like that. And it gets mixed reviews, bro. Like some people said they had like an awful experience.
Sometimes they might not hear things they want to hear. Maybe,
right.
I don't know. Maybe that could impact it. But
yeah.
They always say like that. They say things, and sometimes it might not actually apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
And take the good with the bad. And like if it applies to you, take it. But if you think you're already checking those boxes, then hey, it's fine.
Yeah. And so essentially what it is like some Reiki healers use crystals, some don't, but they use their like God-given talent and like skill to clear each of your chakras, and they can feel which chakra is more blocked than others, et cetera. For example, my heart chakra was very blocked the first time I went, so she spent extra time like healing that chakra.
Mm.
Walked out feeling great. They give you advice based on what they felt from you, the energy you're protruding. Mm. So if you're a believer and all that sort of stuff, I would go get a Reiki session.
You don't even need to be a believer.
And
if you're just open-minded and wanting to try new things, I honestly think just give it a crack.
I agree with you. That was going to be my point. And like, even if you're not a believer, just give it one shot.
Yeah.
See how it goes. For example, we have people in our family who are both sides, right? Like they would be like,
yeah.
Some would be quite spiritual. Some would be like, just wouldn't even read into
the
it.
Crystal things.
Yeah.
And that sort of realm.
Yeah.
And
obviously,
some
yeah.
not so much.
Yeah. But I would recommend everyone to go do it. It's a cool experience. you get visions as well during, and like proper visions. Like we've told each other about the visions, and it's been fantastic. Like, anyway, all right. So basically just to finish up this little intro piece here, I turned 30 a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's obviously what's new in my world.
Yeah.
We're going on a Mexico trip. So we're recording this on Sunday the 14th of January. Mm-hmm. We're going on a Mexico trip in like 5 days for like a weekend.
Yeah.
Going to Cabo. My first time in Mexico, your second time in Mexico.
Second time. Went one for spring break, ASU.
Spring break a few years ago.
Won't mention ASU again. Everyone knows I talk too much about that.
Did you go to uni in America, bro?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, sweet.
Shit experience.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. On our next podcast together, we'll talk about the antics we got up to in Mexico. But we're both going in with the mentality that like this weekend is a blowout weekend. So
just fully living life, doing stuff, again, riding camels. Again,
living up, and by the way, turnover, Green Bay, touchdown.
Holy shit, pick six.
Now it's 14-0 Green Bay and they're underdogs. It's crazy in the first quarter.
Oh my days.
No
good for the multi.
Yeah, we're on Dallas here, but all good. So Mexico's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of this fucking polar vortex, get in some warm weather.
Yeah.
Ride a camel or two, snorkel, and we'll see how we go. All right, so let's actually like get out of this intro segment for once, Devin, and actually get into the podcast.
Is that the intro?
Okay. Let's lock in here. It's my first time. I'm a bit rusty, guys. It's my first time in a while. So we'll jump into a little 2023 review. You've kind of touched on it. Like, you've been here for almost a year now.
Yeah.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, moving from Hamilton, New Zealand.
Mm.
Talk to me about your highlights and lowlights of your life in Canada in 2023.
2023, obviously, we did a hell of a lot. So, the summer just overall was a highlight. Just doing different things like, a couple of boat parties there.
Yeah.
Winter's fucking Cirque du Soleil, first time going to an actual like circus. I don't know if I should be calling it a circus, but that
you're
going to
get roasted in the comments,
bro.
By the one person that watches.
Yeah. And it's all the fucking people you meet along the way. Like, we went to so many events, like, hang along the beach. Like, it was always just, like, living life on a high, like, the whole summer. You know what I mean? There was always something to do. There was always something to look forward to. So, life was just, like, was... I felt like I was on holiday when I was living here.
Yeah. Well, here we go. So that's awesome. You had that experience like that. That's a very positive one. So you're speaking very highly of the city right now. This is fantastic.
Yeah,
exactly. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
But let's just dive in. So like the boat. So the first boat party we went on, was it called Wonkadonk?
Yeah, it's Wonkadonk. Yeah.
Wonkadonk is the brand, and what they do is they pick you up in like how would you explain, like Yale Town type area, like
more BC right? place.
BC place. Yeah, around there. They pick you up and you just fully go around the harbour.
Yeah.
Do we finish back at the same place? We do,
yeah,
right?
We do, yeah.
They loop round and you do this massive... And you see nightfall in the water.
Yeah.
By the way, like, I got taken the piss out of for calling it nightfall. Sunset.
Nightfall.
I call it... Because it sounds like Lord of the Rings but anyway. Yeah, I still say nightfall.
just getting dark.
Yeah.
Would suffice.
Yeah. As the sun sets, you're on this... This boat is playing sick music with a bunch of people just vibing out.
You can't get much better than that.
Can't get much better than that. What's a little story you remember from that boat?
Just meeting just a bunch of Irish people. I think actually met some very good friends that I've made there. Boat party.
Oh, there we go.
A few lads.
A little shout out.
Yeah, a little shout out to Adam, Rory, and the boys. Want to connect with them a little bit more. That'll be my 2024 when we go into that, but. Yeah, we met some awesome people and just fucking went on a bit of a journey that day, I think.
Yep. Yeah, that was a special day for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. I just remember just like standing.
What was your highlight of that boat trip?
Of that boat party?
Yeah.
Far out. I think we had a few mates on there. It was a good group of us. Like,
yeah, we had Paulie.
Like Paulie D. Like, we had.
Mate from New Zealand, Anna.
Yeah, it's like eight to ten of us. So honestly just vibing out with everyone on the boat and just seeing it like starting during daytime, finishing at nighttime.
Yeah.
Like and seeing the city as well. Oh, and by the way, we like we boated, how do you say drove past? Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
drove past. We boated past our apartment building.
Yeah, that was
and sick. We definitely pointed it out to people and we said
absolute wank.
And we said I'd be shits living that building if I 28th floor shit view. absolute balance. But yeah, anyway, that was just just vibing out. Yeah, like I said, meeting people from all over the world. That's the thing about summers in Vancouver. People like you'll hear different languages, different accents.
That's
part of the allure, I reckon.
You can apply what that experience was to like every experience we had in the summer in terms of the events and stuff. Like you're meeting all these people from all over the world.
Yeah. I mean connections, bro?
Yeah. And the weather was just insane. I heard it was fucking rains here. It didn't rain. Fucking barely rained here. It was unbelievable.
You got warned about Raincouver.
Yeah, exactly.
Calling it Raincouver.
I've only experienced unreal weather here.
It's sunny right now, by the way. And it's freaking middle of January, which is winter.
Yeah,
but yeah, even back in the summer, it was like an LA summer, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we both spent time in LA. Like, that shit was sunny the whole time in Vancouver.
Yeah,
and that's... It's unreal. We'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of
highlights for you in general.
2023, man. Like, so it was a we did a few cool things. Like, we went to Kelowna, we went to Whistler, we went to Seattle. Was that 2023?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say that. Your first NFL football game for me. So
there we go.
That was huge. You had a great time in Seattle, didn't you?
Yeah. I met a fair few individuals and I, you know, had a good time for sure.
Nice.
Thanks, mate. The game was great too. Seattle Seahawks, your first football game.
Yeah.
But I just think the combination of all those like little trips, there was no massive. Oh, I went to New York. What am I saying? I went to New York to visit Prasheet, the ex Floor 20 member, and Gerlene over in New York, stayed with them. That was sick. Went to Philadelphia, went to Delaware.
We did a couple of hikes in there. And stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of hikes as well. I just reckon, like, bro, I'm going to be honest. You know how I said, like, LA speaks to me?
Yeah.
New York speaks to me as well.
Wait, it's New York and LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're completely opposite.
Quite different, aren't they? Anything else speak to you?
I'm not well, guys. I don't know, man. Like, yeah, we'll see. But New York was unreal. Just all the shit you can get up to there. We went to up this... One Vanderbilt building that's higher than the Empire State. We went at night. Summit One, I think they call it. And like you look down on Empire State with all the lights.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Maybe if I get better at editing, I can work out how to post a picture and so you guys can see. But everything there was unreal. Saw the Patriots play. We were Patriots fans for the first time in my life. Like, that was dope.
Yeah.
We got a win, even though it was a horrific season.
I think this whole 2023 was the BC Vancouver life of like how you literally got mountains, do a hike one part of the day, next part of the day you can go to the beach.
Yeah.
Fucking have a swim with this massive party atmosphere at Kitsilano on the beach. Like, the beach atmosphere is very different to New Zealand. Like, New Zealand, the beaches are a lot better. The surf and like the actual like water itself, it's a lot cleaner. The sand, lovely golden sand. But here it's more of the atmosphere that the people bring. That's the whole, I don't know, draw card to the beaches, right? Because the water's actually fucking dog shit here.
Yeah.
Like, it's very dirty.
Yeah, let's not beat around the bush. People don't go like swimming a heck of a lot. Unless it's a certain beach. But the one just out here, which is Sunset Beach, like just outside. Oh, wait, where am I pointing? That way. Yeah, that way. People just like stand on the beach, barbecue, stand on the
drum
grass.
Drum circle. I went to my first fucking drum circle. That is unbelievable.
Yeah,
that is an unbelievable experience. Everyone is banging on their
drums. That one's a spiritual experience as well.
That is spiritual. As the sun goes down, everyone's doing these chants and like, it's just like a real raw like human experience. Hey, like, don't need anything to like get you up, any alcohol or whatever. Like,
yeah, straight up.
It's literally just when you're in the middle of those drums. Holy shit! Like, I've never found anything like that.
So
that was extremely unique.
Yeah, the sound is just like is. It's like it's not deafening. That's not the right word. It's just like you're almost part of the sound.
Yeah, you're
that's,
part.
That's
exactly,
how I'd explain
it. You feel a part of the sound.
Yeah,
like you're
which
just,
is
your
weird.
Your body's going with it. Like,
not. It's fucking nice though.
We need to do that more this summer.
Summer, yeah. So basically, if you're in Vancouver, that's every Tuesday night in the summer.
Third beach.
So get along to that. We'll see you there. Yeah, any other little 2023 last comments?
Obviously meeting a fantastic lady.
This is an update. update for the people listening.
Yeah. Obviously I have a girlfriend now with someone I've got an awesome connection with. Just briefly touching it. But won't go too into it. That's going amazing. So very, very happy about that and where that all is. So, that's going great.
Nah, happy for you, brother.
It's been a while since the last sort of, relationship and gone through ups and downs in between that, dating and whatnot. So, I'm super happy about that, where that is, and excited to see where it goes as well, you know?
There we go. Yeah. That's the ideal situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So we mention what the Reiki healer said?
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. Fuck, that was a very cool thing about the Reiki session I had in New Zealand. So that was the end of 2022 we had that, right? So it was just before we're going into Vancouver. One of the things that the Reiki on the person said was she did tarot card reading as well. And I didn't know what to I don't know what to think or like what I all thought about it, but all I say, like, keep saying it, is like open mind to it, and that's the best way to go into those things. But one of the things was she said that I was going to meet someone around the 7 month mark into my journey here. She said, don't quote on me, be around 7 months. And surely enough, I met the partner I'm with now, six and a half weeks, six and a half months to 7 months into it.
That's crazy.
I thought that was pretty wild. And that wasn't even like a thought.
Yeah, you weren't even trying that.
Like, oh, yeah, fuck.
Now I have to. Hurry up. 7 months. Shit. No, it just happened naturally.
It just happened. And it never was like a thought. So it's fucking super cool how that's all aligned, you know?
Oh, absolutely, bro. That's the...
And I think that there's something in that.
I believe in that stuff.
I think there's
bro.
Something
like,
in that, you know?
Some, like, obviously, there's a scale of how much some people believe, some people don't believe.
Yeah.
But, like, call me crazy or call me what you want. Like, there's something in that, bro.
Yeah.
There's more to this than just, like, oh, walking to work, playing the sport, da-da-da. Like,
exactly.
There's other shit involved, bro. And I think
that was awesome. And
and
giving the feedback to her as well, the Reiki.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, so obviously you were meant to be here and you two were meant to meet for whatever reason. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it happened.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Nah, so that's cool.
Sweet. Okay, so we'll keep her moving now. So now we're talking about 2024. Like, what are your...
Did you want to talk about any low lights or anything? I think... Do you have any low lights? You mentioned that we didn't really go into it.
Oh, yeah.
Good touch on it. I think it's quite a...
Good point. Yeah. Because we're... we want to be raw on a podcast and, like, be real. So, yeah. No, don't talk about just positive. Yeah. That's a good point.
Will you kick us off in any low lights that you have?
Yeah, let me have a think about this. So...
Go
ahead.
It's not a low light. I think it's a... little learning light, if you will.
Ooh, what color light's that?
Amber.
Stop.
No. I guess one I touched on the start is the whole adjusting to the winter life here. The city changes. It's a completely different place. Like,
yep.
The things you can do just dwindle down. You're not doing something every week. Like, if you get lazy, there's you don't always have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And like, I sort of just let life go and let it go on. I was just like sort of just swimming through nicely. And the whole thing of it getting dark real early, these are all massive changes that like you don't realize it, but actually do have an impact mentally, physically, what you can do. And like all of a sudden that did hit me. And it's like, you have to figure out ways to adjust and move forward with it. So, all of that learning, I'm not going to say it's a low light because it was cool, like a time of introspection.
Yes.
The winter brings that here,
Which is
kind of introspection.
Exactly, bro. Which is kind of like, because we used to live summer on summer on summer. I think for three years in a row, I did summer. Probably same as you.
Same as that. And then if I was at home in New Zealand for a winter, it was always, I knew I was going to be moving somewhere. I knew I was going to England. I knew I was pissing off to Canada or whatever. So the first time being in a winter, I'm actually here, I'm solid here. So... time of introspection, which is honestly like it's turned into a highlight because you learn so much.
That's sick. You can look at it through that lens because it's perspective, right? You could look at it and be like, oh fuck, this is shit.
Going through it was time super overwhelming because you feel like you're not doing a lot. Like you feel a little bit like trapped and you get a bit of cabin fever because you're not out doing a lot. Because you compare the lives of when you're from summer to now.
Yes.
So it's been cool looking inside myself and figuring out ways to, check the boxes for your mental health, physical health, everything,
That's called growth, baby, right there.
Yeah, that is. That's Fuck. Actually growth.
Well, your little 5-minute chat, that was growth, bro.
Yeah.
That shows that you're evolving as a human, probably into a Charmeleon. Yeah. Not quite a Charizard.
Charmeleon. When you're going through it, fuck, it might seem tough and like a terrible time, but like it's when you come out on the other side, and you do all these, you take action on just figuring out ways to move forward to satisfy your mental and physical health and everything else. It's actually an awesome place to be, right?
Yeah,
so much.
Absolutely. But basically, I'll piggyback off that, and I didn't know what seasonal depression was before I came to Canada.
This is it, yeah.
So, because in New Zealand, what does it get dark at, like 5:36?
Yeah.
And plus, when you're at home, you've got that little comfort blanket, these sort of things.
We were always living at home.
Living at home. Like, it was school, uni, so there's heaps of stuff going on. Sports, study, family.
All of our family. Family's
there. Mates. Go for a run on our, sidewalk that we're... Well, not sidewalk, the bloody track along the river that we grew up on. So, there's all those cool memories. Like, we had a lot of things there. And it doesn't get as cold. I don't know. So coming out here, being not on our lonesome, we have family and friends here, but not like New Zealand. So, I just agree with you, bro. Although I'm coming up 6 years into Canada, I understand what's coming my way. So to explain the low light point, I think, it was just once again, trying to cope with the... I'm not going to say... I definitely wasn't depressed, but the whole quote unquote seasonal depression piece. And then I got mega sick, which I feel like everyone in North America, when I'm at work, I'm talking to people, everyone's sick right now.
Yeah.
But I was in December, I think, got real sick.
You were down and out for a couple of weeks. You're proper.
I'm talking about shivering, sweating in bed. Yeah. Feel like I'm going to faint. Can't even walk. In those moments, you're just I want to go home. Hey team, a quick break from the podcast here. Have you heard of Cocoa Berry before? They're a premium sweatsuit brand that I've partnered with. They sell the best comfort clothes in the game. And here's the treat for the Floor 20 family. Use the code CO595-35872 at checkout to get 30% off your order. Whether you're trying to look swaggy in the cold or you just want some cool lounging around clothes at home, Cocoberry is the one for you. Now, back to the podcast. Yeah, so I think it's just that. I can't think of any mega things that happened that were really awful.
Yeah.
Because we've just, the way we go into different experiences, the way we look at life, it's hard to have a super negative experience.
Yeah, I feel.
Because we just, it's just that whole law of attraction piece, putting out good positive energy and vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's certainly, you know, just climbing out of winter. It's like a bear, like a grizzly bear, whatever. Like they go into hibernation.
Yeah.
Like the city goes into hibernation.
Yeah.
After electric summer.
Yeah.
So to climb out of that, that's what we're looking forward to, and there'll be some more cool experiences coming. all right. So 2024. What are your ambitions, goals? What do you want to do? What do you want to do here in the city? What do you want to do? With your life.
Yeah. 2024. Few things. One is to get back into my videos. Like I took a big break off it purely just because we were doing so much. Honestly lost a bit of traction on TikTok. Like obviously I was going super well in New Zealand, I felt, with it. Like it was growing at a great rate.
Unreal.
Towards the end there as well. Then you come here, it's your content gets pushed out to the Canadian audience. So obviously your name's not out there. People don't know you as much and maybe your content doesn't resonate with them as much. But honestly, just putting that attitude aside and just not worrying about the results, just getting back, as we were talking about before, is the processes.
Yep.
Which was like having a creative outlet and getting my brain thinking in a different way and just getting to let loose and being a bit of an idiot with it, you know?
Yep.
Doing skits, going to bring back interviews. So really want to ramp that up and obviously just posting a bit more with it just to hold myself accountable.
Yep.
So that, I think...
Can I just touch on that? So that's tough, bro. Like about TikTok, where if you go to a different country, you almost literally have to start again. That's essentially what you've experienced.
It's felt like that. And like certain videos that's I know hard. Would go really well back home is like sometimes just don't get as many views, like, you know, but that's something I'm going to really need to not focus on as the results.
I think
and just get back into it. Of just having a good time and enjoying it.
Exactly. Process driven.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the thought process could be like, oh, if I blow up in Canada, now I can I'm blowing up in two countries.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a freaking cool, you know, outlook to have, right?
Yeah.
I think prioritizing my physical health through a whole lot of different, you know, avenues. One, obviously, gym. I've been going to the gym for a while now, and I feel like the last few years has just been meandering along, doing it well enough to maintain good physical health and size.
Straight
and all that,
up,
but
bro.
Not. Being hard. Intentional enough with it.
Yeah.
And so we've now decided we go together.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're good because you change up the exercises you're doing. I did the same exercises fucking 3 or 4 years, bro. That's so lazy.
I won't lie. I did the same thing.
Yeah. But even having a spot is just I don't know. Just
different energy,
different energy. You want to go harder. You get those few extra reps.
Yeah.
So that. And then the stuff we do in the summer for physical health, which leads to mental health as well, was going on way more hikes.
Yeah, bro. We're going to get in nature.
Starting more. Running. Like, we're going to train for the sun run. Which
there
is
we go. We've said it. You've said it.
My work's doing it, so we'll be doing that.
We're going to do it.
fuck.
Which is a 10K run by through Vancouver, by the way. It's kind of like the equivalent of the Boston Marathon. Obviously not as big, but New York Marathon.
Yeah.
Vancouver version.
That, touch rugby. We're going to be playing touch rugby every...
Touch!
Every one touch. We're playing that, so... Getting back into that's fucking perfect for physical health. So staying fit for that, and then,
bro, have you ever seen Sean Johnson touch highlights?
Oh my god, he's insane.
He steps fucking 2 meters. It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway,
And then another thing with physical health is just fucking adding more fruit and vegetables into my diet. I know that's some people might laugh at that. It's such a basic thing, but honestly, every time I've lived overseas, I've just been eating just make sure I get my main meals in with meat. Carbs and chicken, beef mince, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been sacrificed. I haven't been having as much fruit and veggies.
Yeah, so I know,
just buying more, being intentional with that in my supermarket shops. Like I actually think it helps. There's so many benefits there, isn't it?
Benefits like the natural vitamins that you get.
Exactly.
Like if you take vitamins and eat fruit and veg, you'll feel fucking unreal.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll it does make a difference when you get older. You need to be checking off those boxes.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel being intentional with that stuff is huge. Like, yeah. So just adding that.
That's good.
2024.
So it sounds like a lot of health related stuff.
Health related, yeah. Obviously the videos added to the mental health. And then one other thing is I want to put more effort with the friends I make here, the people I have connections with. It's hard to make connections with the people out here.
Yes.
And I feel like there's been a few guys that I've met out here and feel like, I can hang out with, but like certain things get in the way and maybe you might make excuses and all that. So maybe just trying to have more experiences and do things with these people that I meet. Like,
that's cool.
You know? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a lot of good stuff, bro. And like, I would, like, I don't know if you've written it down or whatever, or how you hold yourself accountable, but definitely those all sound sick, bro. And like, I'll admit, I've been a victim of like setting goals and just not following through. In previous years, that classic like, New Year's resolution, do it for January, and then it pisses off. But yeah, that's a great answer, bro. That's unreal. Yes. So, I mean, who knows, right? In terms of, I know what my goals are, but who knows in terms of how long I'm going to be in Canada. So that's something that like I got to think about. I can go for citizenship now, so I'll get citizenship.
May
and
as well, you've been here for fucking
been
here
for almost 6 years, bro. That's fuck me. That's a fucking long time, bro.
Holy
shit. Anyway, so who knows? Like this, I don't know. This could be my last summer in Vancouver. Maybe I'll get next summer as well. Who knows?
Yeah.
But like that being the case, I have a new lens on like. Like, you coming here gave me a new lens, say, like, last year, because it was, like, the element of your brother being here, which is unbelievable.
And I think this next summer will be big for that as well.
Big as well. But then also just, like, Green Bay away again. Green Bay, oh.
Fuck me, 14-0.
Crazy. Now I've lost my train of thought. So, yeah, but basically, this summer, I'm just going to, like, treat it as my last. Like, it may not be.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to go with that mentality. Like get into the woods, man. Get some proper hikes in.
Yeah.
See some cool wildlife. Go on massive road trips.
Yeah.
And I've done heaps of that over my 6 years, but like, I feel like you've only just touched the surface of all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So for us to get out there and do all that cool shit, man. Like, but Canada, we have good nature in New Zealand, but Canada is just so vast. So much shit you can do, man. Like getting in these like alpine lakes in the mountains, bro. Like, oh my god. Like that's the shit.
Yeah.
Very similar goals to you. Like, so to actually just take gym seriously again, like, because every time I fall into like, partying, drinking, having a good time, da 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 da, which I'm still like, we're still gonna do that, obviously, but it needs to come with the sacrifices as well, to earn those cool experiences.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely gym going hard this year. Let's see what shape we can get into. I mean, we like, we're not in horrific shape, but like we used to be. Like pretty serious, like early 20s. I don't know. That's speaking for me anyway. Yeah. Like, so gym and then adventure wise, we're gonna live it up. And I think really, yeah, just the whole mentality of that. You know, this could be the swan song. Yeah, who knows?
Because
life can take you many directions. There's so much of the world to see.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets me going is like just seeing different parts of the world. So we'll see what happens. But that's floated out there. So yeah.
Fantastic. Lovely.
Fantastico. Okay, now let's dip into some sport. Let's dip into some sport. We've been there. Now let's switch gears. We've talked about spirituality. Now let's get into sport. Rah! Yeah, we fancy ourselves as Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp. We rival First Take here at Floor 20. Stephen A. or Shannon, if you're listening, bro, you guys can take some pointers from us.
Skip.
Whoa. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Rugby World Cup fallout, number one, and number two, NFL playoffs. So, number one, Rugby World Cup fallout. What do you recall from the World Cup, watching it from Vancouver, and how are you feeling now about our 1 point loss in the final? We lost to South Africa by 1 point, but for everyone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
And rugby is very big.
We never talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
Never ever talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, what I remember about it is just having these fucking amazing moments. Like,
yeah, hard out.
Amazing moments. We went to this Kiwi run bar. Well, like for the World Cup games, this special The Kiwis in Vancouver, they call it Kyoto Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's a group here.
Not-for-profit group, yeah.
Yeah, not-for-profit group that, just host events throughout the year for Kiwis and obviously anyone else. But
shout out Kylie. Shout out Sophie. Yeah. Shout out everyone involved there.
Yeah, yeah. So honestly, Jace. those moments we had going to that bar with surrounded by all these Kiwis, feeling like unity and just letting loose. Hey,
Butcher and Bullock, by the way, guys, Butcher if you know Bullock, it, in Vancouver. Yeah.
Like there were some serious moments where we lost our shit. Like, which I don't know. Like in any other aspect in life, like you can just fully let yourself go. That's in terms of like
how good sport
cheering
for that,
and yelling and having that feeling. Like honestly, some of those moments felt amazing. Like there were some seriously cool games in there which brought those moments.
So so exactly, bro. Like I'll get to our like loss and my feelings about that. Yeah. But like you said. The moment. So number one, All Blacks versus Ireland quarterfinal.
That one was obviously probably my favorite because that's one of the best rugby games we've ever seen.
Yeah,
ever in my life.
The skill, the physicality.
Yeah, everything.
The pace, everything about that game. That could be, honestly, man. That's up there.
And then obviously, like there's so many Irish people here.
Yeah.
So we built it up in our head, like, oh, we're going against the Irish. Like there's so many here, like. Where does these couple of Kiwis, there's a few Kiwis against all these Irish. So
yeah,
it just felt like such an epic moment. There was this on the morning shift show, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, morning shift.
The New Zealand radio.
Those pump up videos.
They released this pump up video.
Brothers, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening.
That was sick.
Listen to it over 50 times, over 100 times.
Yeah, we just had it rolling.
I had it repeating in my ear that day before and that week before, like. So just moments like that, the build up to it, and then how it finished and all the moments in it.
Bro, touchdown Green Bay.
What the fuck?
It's going to be 21-0.
Jesus. Got this wrong.
Yeah. But anyway, bro.
Just some of those moments, like the pure like enjoyment and rush and adrenaline of like when we were cheering and yelling, like I don't know where else I have that feeling in life. Like
you don't,
those moments
bro.
Have only come natural from watching highs. And playing sports.
Yes,
like,
watching and playing.
Say what you want about sports, but like that's sports nah, brings bro. Those natural highs.
Well,
you know
we were brought up around that shit. That's who we are.
Yeah.
That's part of our identity.
Exactly. Yeah.
Doink off the post.
Should we go into some of those moments where we?
So I'm going to go into it. I'm going to rip. Absolutely. And so when Sam, I'm just going to start with it. The end, right? Like,
yeah, but just a quick background before Devin goes into it. I don't want to say obnoxious, but we were fucking just.
Oh, other people would say obnoxious.
Yeah, we were extremely loud, and like we even after the game to Rhea, we said like, oh, we love the our cousin Rhea was there with us and all of our other friends, Jono, Penny, Anna, everyone else, Damien, Paul.
Yeah.
But we said like, how loud was it in there? Like,
everyone crazy.
Was going bonkers, and Rhea, our cousin, said like.
No,
it was because of you two. It was just you two were the only ones like yelling that hard, like the whole game. Yes, moments everyone else was going bonkers, but we were just constantly yelling. Like people would have thought we're assholes, basically. And I love it.
We are assholes.
Yeah,
when Sam Whitelock got that steal at the end of the game, and Wayne Barnes gave us the penalty.
Oh my God.
We saw videos of people who recorded it at their home, like yelling and screaming.
Yeah,
and
like All Blacks posted it or some.
All Blacks posted it.
On
and like
Instagram.
And honestly, I'd love to see it like New Zealand. Like, let's get behind our boys.
Well done.
But I will say, if somebody recorded us, like, it would have looked like two animals in a bar.
We
went animal mode, bro. Yelling, screaming. I banged on the table right behind a group of Irish lads. And lads, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but if you are, I'm going to send out a public apology. I said some other, not so sweet words.
Yeah, we won't go too.
We said some not so sweet words while banging on the table, yelling,
we
screaming.
Let them have it.
Basically, we told them to go away in another way.
Go away.
and not so many words. Jumping on each other. And our mate Paul, who's South African, he said, "That's the first time I've seen you guys act like that. If I didn't know you, I'd want to punch you in the face."
Yeah.
Like, which is actually so fair.
I've never been in a fight. Everyone knows that. I'm not a...
You're a lover, not a fighter, are you? Not a
fighter. I was prepared to get knocked out that day. Like, I was prepared to actually someone swing and I would have accepted it.
Yep.
Fucking... Obviously, those moments and the unity I feel like it brought to New Zealand. You feel that?
Yeah.
But I felt it. Obviously, we weren't in the country, but hearing things and seeing how it felt in Canada, like it felt like the World Cup brought the country together, where maybe at a time where we're a little bit divided, you know what I mean?
Through
politics and whatever.
Whatever,
it
seems
like we're maybe a little bit divided, but felt like that, fuck, we were all behind, you know, the same reason, the same purpose.
Very nicely put. So, like, so Ireland were ranked number one. We were ranked number four, and we went in and beat them. And they have three bloody Kiwis on their team, even three in the back line. Mm. And we beat them, went in there. Obviously, we won't talk about the final too much, but you know, we lost by 1 point. There was a lot of stoppages. TMO having a lot of input on the actual game itself while it's live, ball's live in play, mm. bringing it back for these little things that happen. Game couldn't get going at all. You know, this is when the world's watching the Rugby World Cup final. This is our product to put in front of people, and we didn't put a good product out there because of the officiating. It's stop-start nature. But we lost by 1 point. I walked out of the bar immediately, like as soon as the final was
didn't
I walked out of the bar.
Didn't pay for his fucking chips.
I didn't pay for my food. Sean paid for my food.
I had to pay for it. This guy just walked out.
I paid him back, by the way. I just don't know. But I just walked out just out of sheer disappointment and sat on the waterfront, like in Cole Harbour. What is it? Canada Place.
Yeah.
And I just looked out into the abyss for like half an hour, contemplating, you know, what the hell's going on.
Yeah. I don't think we go too far into the specifics of the game and stuff like that.
We all know what happened.
There were still like amazing moments in that game as well. And like, it's almost like the memories and the feelings that the World Cup brought, like actually mean so much more than us winning a World Cup. When it's all said and done.
Right.
Those feelings mean more than us just
that's a
having
good point.
A World Cup, I think. Like, that's a which is good fucking point. Like, obviously gutting, but like, I feel like that shit means more than,
right,
you know, than us having that World Cup. I don't know, like for us, maybe because we're not playing. Obviously, the boys would feel a lot different, but
yeah, it's honestly, it's hard to not get the World Cup, bro. Yeah. Like, fuck, it's hard to not get it. But yeah, like you said, every penalty in that final or moment that every knock on that went our way, it was almost like screaming for a try or more than a try in a normal game.
Yeah,
say, for example, in like a Tri Nation game, rugby championship game. Like, we might get up for a try. No, we will get up for a try. But in this game, a knock-on was, like, full-on screaming, like, going Super Saiyan over a knock-on. there's no need for that. But, like, yeah, the fact that we did that and with your mates.
With your mates and, like...
We'll always remember that, bro. Especially the Ireland game. We'll always remember that. And Butcher and Bullock in Vancouver, Irish lads sitting in front of us, we went into another dimension when we were talking about spirituality. We went into another dimension when we won that game. Sam Whitelock with the turnover. Last point on rugby. We talked about how it was very stop-start and it wasn't a great product of the game, the final. And the chat back in New Zealand is that like it's just like it's kicking, it's stop-start, it's slow, whereas rugby league as a competitor is fast, ball's moving, ball's always in play, big hits. And that's ascending, and they're doing all this marketing in Vegas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What needs to change in rugby to like stay up to
need,
stay at
we
the
need
same
to
pace?
Take a page out of the rugby league's book. They're adapting and constantly changing to make their game better and more of like a spectator sport, right? Because that's just such an awesome product, especially the NRL.
Yeah,
NRL compared to Super Rugby is just like day and night.
The way they market it, bro.
It's day and night NRL compared to Super Rugby. The way they market it. It's much more entertaining product.
Entertaining, the pace of the game.
Different like rules they've brought in and everything, you know. It's a much more fast-paced game, right?
Yep.
So rugby, we need to change a few things with the rules. You might have a bit more of an idea on the specifics and stuff like that, and the way we market it and everything, and even like getting, because international rugby is rugby's product as opposed to NRL is rugby league's thing, right?
Right.
I feel like that they kill rugby union and that, but rugby union. International rugby still dominates leagues. International rugby, you know what I mean. Like when it comes to World Cup, like you can't beat Rugby World Cup.
No. So it's a worldwide sport. It's a bigger sport. We both love rugby league as well.
Don't get us wrong.
We ain't trying to talk down on it.
Just trying to say how to grow
rugby.
And I think getting the other nations like the Island nations, Fiji, Samoa, Tonga,
right.
all them, and all the other nations, you know, that aren't. You know, probably at the top tier, getting them more involved so it's not
just them having
a fucking few games before the World Cup and that being their exposure.
Yep, exactly.
Having them involved in more of the big tournaments. So become more of a, I don't know, you get the quality raises for everyone, not exactly. just the top teams.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
What are your thoughts? I know you probably have a bit more
I won't go too deep into it, but like, basically a lot needs to change.
Yeah.
The TMO cannot be like making a call while the ball is live in play on a like something very small that happened a couple of phases ago.
Yeah.
If that happens, you can call it. Honestly, bro, you can call something on almost any ruck.
Yeah, exactly.
Feet, hands, offside.
Technically, there would always be something.
Yeah, like, and it's like in American football, like which we're about to delve into. Like, like you can call holding on almost any play. In rugby, you can call something at any breakdown. And when the TMO is coming back for like, oh, holding on or like offside, like... It kills the game, man. Because like, there's a ref for a reason. The TMO should only be able to judge like after a try.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is there anything that's not that prevents us from being a try?
No, 100%.
You know what I mean? Oh my goodness gracious! Green Bay are gonna go pick six again.
Oh my god! What?
Bro, this is bizarre.
Classic Cowboys, bro.
I can't believe Stephen A's gonna be loving this. Hey guys, get ready for Stephen A's video.
He's probably posting something right now, laughing.
Dude, yeah, that is crazy. Dallas were massive. Favorites and they're down 26-0 in the first half. Dejected Dallas fans. So basically, but to finish up the rugby thing, basically there needs to be a Six Nations B to the Six Nations. Get Georgia, Spain, Portugal, all those boys. Like,
how good is Portugal? Fucking
Portugal, unreal. They're playing with flair, man.
Yeah.
And then have a promotion relegation. So Italy goes down every so often because they're not doing anything in the Six Nations.
Yeah.
And then also have a rugby championship B. So like Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, Japan can back up all of us and like All Blacks, Aussie, South Africa. And then promotion relegation once again. So there's something to it.
So
you're playing for something special every year rather than just meandering with the same schedule every year. Like make it mean something more. Anyway, we'll continue to touch on rugby as we go through our podcast. But anyway, we'll keep it moving to the NFL, eh? And we'll keep it brief because I believe we've been going for a minute here. Let me just check on time here. Okay, so quick, let's just go through the NFL game. So we're watching like Dallas Green Bay live right now. We both picked Dallas. We got that wrong, but I think everyone got that wrong.
Purely because their offense is just unbelievable this year. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott playing at another level.
Another level.
And Packers defense is obviously showing up here.
But do you know what, bro?
Jordan Love, I can rip that thing, boy.
He can throw that thing. So Lil Wayne went on Undisputed.
Little Wayne or Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne. Did I say little?
No. I'm just.
He went on Skip Bayless' show Undisputed, and now the Cowboys are gonna take it to the house. And he was saying, like, I really believe Green Bay is good. He's a Green Bay fan. Oh. He was like, I actually genuinely believe Green Bay is going to win.
Oh, Jesus.
And they were all laughing at him.
Shout out Little Wayne.
That is crazy. Little. Okay. So, quickly. So Browns, Texans, CJ Stroud is my first time watching him play a full game. Unbelievable. He can sling that thing. He's up there. His arm talent is up there with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, like Patrick Mahomes. He slings it. He just flicks it down the field and it goes bloody 50 yards.
Yeah.
Some
of these new QBs just have rocket arms. I wanted Browns to win that purely because Joe Flacco had a fucking great ending to the season, about 4 or 5 games, and just had a resurgence in his career, just slinging it. And he's a part of the old generation of QBs, which we obviously love.
Yeah.
We grew up well. We're a little bit older. That's what made us get into.
That
Brady,
group.
Then Peyton Manning.
Manning, Rivers, Roethlisberger. Yeah. Eli Manning. Yeah. So, anyway, so we got that wrong. We both said Browns. So we're not off to a hot start here. So why are you listening to us? Great anyway, opinion. Keep listening, guys.
Yeah. Cheers.
Oh no, I've dropped my bloody stone. Dolphins, Chiefs, We picked Chiefs. It's way too good. It was one of the coldest games in NFL history. Colder than bloody Vancouver, which is unbelievable.
You're not gonna come in and beat the Chiefs, especially like a young quarterback, I don't think.
Absolutely not. So there's that. Now we can actually pick some games because we're halfway through the wild card weekend. So let's just quickly just go through them. So number one is gonna be Rams Lions coming up next here today. What do you got?
I'm gonna go. You know what? Fuck. I know Lions have had a great season. Dan Campbell, coach?
Yeah,
unbelievable coach. Yeah. Love him.
He's on Hard Knocks.
Running game's
Hard Knocks.
Been going unbelievable. They've got a real complete football team. But I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams.
That one. He did that one. He did the Pat McAfee, Georgia versus Alabama.
No, I'm going with the Rams, bro. I think the experience, Matt Stafford, like that Cooper Kupp connection. I think McVay's one of the best coaches in the league. I think they're going to have something up their sleeve for this game. They've just snuck their way in, like, end of the season into these playoffs. Like, I think they're
Momentum.
They just won a Super Bowl fucking a couple of years ago, two or three years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
I think their experience, Aaron Donald, I think they're actually going to pull off an upset here.
Fuck. So here's where we disagree, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm going the Detroit Lions. Man, they haven't progressed deep into the playoffs in a very long time. I watched the Hard Knocks, I think it was last year with Dan Campbell. Man, he's a hard nut. He's old school.
Old school military football guy,
like Bill Belichick kind of like mentality in terms of being fucking hard on the lads. And I just think in Detroit, like in Michigan, in the cold, LA boys are used to that sunshine. Is Detroit covered stadium? No, I don't think.
Fuck, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's gonna be fucking cold.
Yeah.
So I'm going Detroit. I just think Jared Goff got traded obviously for Matt Stafford. There's that storyline. Matt Stafford went on to get a Super Bowl. It's Jared Goff's turn to progress. Like that's my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm going Detroit. Steelers Bills.
Well, I think we'll be quick on this one because Steelers are fucking boring ass team and aren't they great? I think Buffalo Bills win. Josh Allen. I know he's throwing quite a lot of picks this year,
but they're also ascending.
But they're ascending as well. So I think the Bills win.
Just too easy.
They get Stephon Diggs involved. He hasn't been as involved late in the season, but I think they get up.
I agree. And then like they had to postpone the game because it was snowing the house down. Like the shove, they're paying people $20 an hour off the street to come shovel snow, and it's literally just fucking. I don't know how thick it is, but they couldn't even play the game. They had to postpone it.
Yeah.
Bills are used to that. I guess Pittsburgh as well, but Buffalo's going to run them over. Eagles, Bucks.
I think I'm just going to go Eagles for that one. I know they've been on a bit of a down spiral, a few injuries. AJ Brown's out, but I think they get up. They're too good of a team overall to lose to the Buccaneers, I think.
Jalen Hurt is hurt. Sorry, I said that wrong. Jalen Hurts is hurt. Fuck, I messed it up. Dick. But all the analysts are picking Bucks. But I'm with you. I'm going Philadelphia Eagles.
They're going to get up.
Philadelphia Eagles, just because they can win this one game with all the injuries. Yeah. They get to the next round. Yeah. And
maybe
then
not the next round, but...
Yeah, I think they'll lose next round. But anyway, that's a little NFL little segment.
Cheers, guys.
One second. Okay, a little off bloody old man over here. 30 years old. Okay, our last segment of the day is our world famous, if you will, very popular amongst the Floor 20 family, is yay or nay.
Yeah.
So we'll just rattle through these as well, we'll get your thoughts on them. The fuck was that? Good, bro?
Horse name.
Oh, yeah, sweet, bro. Okay, so I don't know why, but I've gone with a lot of screaming, like, options in this yay or nay segment, but let's just go.
I don't know any of these, by the way.
You don't know any of them? Yeah. Okay, so there's five. So we'll just go through. Number one, unbuttoning your shirt all the way on a night out.
I think I know your thoughts on it. Oh my! Anyway, I know your thoughts on it. I hate to be judgmental, but I'm no for this. Well, this is yay or nay is supposed to be passing a judgment on, right?
Yeah, I'm asking your opinion on it.
No.
Your nay.
Just on a random night out, just in a club, you're unbuttoning all your buttons. Nah, you're a fucking wanker if you don't. I'm sorry. You're an absolute douchebag if you're doing that.
And this is obviously without a shirt underneath as well.
Obviously without a shirt.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. No, that's a big no. There's no reason for that to be happening.
So I'm with you. I'm no, but I would do it too low.
I would get
three or four undone.
I've definitely done like two or we'll always do two. So maybe three or four. Like
I've done one, bro. Yeah.
Actually, fucking heard it off. Nah. It's a no for that. Like
you're a no?
At a festival, maybe. Honestly, at a festival, maybe.
Oh, bro, festival's all good.
Yeah. Because festivals, like, you just let rip and do whatever the fuck.
Everyone's dressed up as, like, I'm talking about your casual night out.
No, nay.
Okay.
Nay.
So you are a horse. Okay, so yeah. in some ways, but not others. I'm a nay as well. Yelling at the top of your lungs while watching sport at a bar.
I think we have to say yay.
I think this is just both to say yay.
Yes.
We did it.
Most people, like, No, fuck yes, man.
Get I'm talking about top. I'm talking about going Super Saiyan.
Yeah, but you're not being a dick to anyone, are you? Like,
no.
You're there watching a sports game. You should be prepared for people to be yelling. Like,
yeah.
I know a lot of people will probably say nay and like think the person yelling is probably wanker, but nah, fuck it, man. You got to get into it. Get excited for it. Let's not just meander through life being little pussies. Let's get up for something. Some things we're allowed to be loud and brash about. Like,
yeah, you know, like, great that's call. One of them. I love the P word you use there. Like, yeah. We can't be soft and new age with everything here. Like, we gotta be able to let ourselves rip sometimes. And
yeah, yeah.
I'm big for this, and I'm probably a little bit too much to the fact where it's shut up, Dev. But like, I'd rather be on that side of the equation. So
yeah, yeah.
I agree.
What you want?
Grunting very loudly in the gym.
I thought you were gonna say in the bed, but yeah. Grunting loudly in the gym. No, there's no need. Maybe like a. Like an exhale of air, of oxygen, if you will. But there's no need to be grunting. You just come across as an absolute prick.
So here's my point here. I kind of agree with you.
Loud grunting?
Yeah, I'm talking about like... Rah!
Yeah, no, like, nay.
So I would say I would only allow this in my mind if it was fucking heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like weightlifter fucking world record type shit. Yeah. Yeah. That if you're doing that in the gym, okay,
you're actually exerting something. Yes. Like actually, like it's natural when you're doing it. But most of the people doing it are just doing 10 kg fucking bicep curls.
But you took the words out of my mouth. So like, I saw a guy the other day, and this is not like to make me sound like I'm going in there judging people. I just noticed this, like, yeah. and I was like, huh, okay. But some guy was curling like a 20 kg bar, or whatever, and fucking going loud as fuck, bro. I'm talking about. Like that. And I'm just like, dude, like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm a nay grunting very loudly. You can certainly let out noise, but just when it's really loud and like just trying to show where you are, show what you're lifting. Bro, it's intimidating for junior members of the gym. Junior, what am I trying to say? Like, newcomers to the gym. It's intimidating for them. So, like, I'm going nay as well.
Yeah.
Yelling abuse while watching Love Island.
Fuck, that's very specific. But we do that a lot as well. There's a lot of us just yelling, eh?
This segment is very much screaming.
We don't so much yell abuse, but there's a lot of like
abuse.
Yeah, there's a lot of that's our time where we can be a little bit shallow.
Yeah,
it's a very shallow show, which means I feel like we're allowed to be shallow while watching it.
Oh, absolutely.
In the confinements of this room, saying what we want.
Yeah, exactly. And
not holding back. I think it's I think scored, by the way.
Anyway. There we go. I think even if I was on there, I'd expect to get like some good feedback and some bad feedback.
Like, you got to be prepared. Like, if you're putting yourself out,
you're putting yourself out there.
Like, if I do videos,
yeah.
Like, some people just. You know, you're going to have people.
You're always going to. Yeah, but anyway, that's not the point. the point is, like, we definitely yell abuse while Love Island. And, like, it just feels so good.
Yeah,
and I applied for Love Island. I applied for it. So I understand that people would be yelling abuse at me as well. So.
Yeah, you're good, bro?
I get it. I'm about to just. There we go. We're good. Well, very last one here. Can you beat me in a sprint race?
Woo!
There we go, boys. Get that brotherly
competition.
Yeah,
fuck. I think maybe back in the day, you're always like maybe just like a touch quicker. I think maybe you'd just pit me in a 100-meter race, be very close. But I think maybe you would just beat me. But we never had.
We ever went again.
We were both like pretty quick.
You're both quick.
And if someone's listening, Damien.
If Damien's listening, fucking get in here. Oh no, I'm not gonna say that word, but like, get in here, mate. Like,
he thinks he can beat us, but there's zero chance. Yeah. But,
We never had a race, bro. You know that.
No, we never had a race.
That's crazy.
And I think it was always me thinking of you as the older brother. Like, I was always a little bit stronger, a little bit like faster, like a little bit. You know what I mean?
But if anything, you're 27, which is like the prime of a male's life. So now the tables have turned.
Yeah, but also I haven't been training and stuff. But
neither.
Yeah. I think it'd be a very good race.
I actually reckon it would be closer, like, because like you're saying, back in the day, I think I would have it. We were both quick.
Yeah,
but in a race, I'll just back myself. But I think now it's touch and go, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know who's.
Well, you saw me
race.
Against that Irish guy, and I got him.
Yeah,
I got him in linen pants.
Linen pants, and no shirt, which you posted. And then you promised that you go on a hike with Damien, and you let Damien down again.
Injured the foot that day, but
there we go.
We do love a good sprint race.
Like we sprint race. Okay, so well, there it is. We'll wrap it up there. And once again, this is going to be a bit of a common theme. The interview style podcast are still going to be there as well. But you know, every so often, Sean's going to jump in, and this is like more of a yarn, just having a yarn and then see what we can, you know, chat about, chat some junk. And this is going to, like I say, every few is going to be like this. So yeah, we're gonna keep that going strong. And with that team, you know what? Then I'm going to do.
Sign it off.
I wasn't going to do this, but this is to sign us off, guys. All right, I'm a dick. All right, guys, wait. See you later, team. Yeah, you know I'm clutch.